Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Stress Alchemy. You know that feeling when your mind's playing tricks on you, like a relentless inner critic? Ever feel like you're constantly caught in a whirlwind of negative thoughts? Well, guess what? You are not alone. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get swept up in negativity, but I'm here to tell you that we have the power to flip the script and turn those bad vibes into positive energy. We're going to dive deep into how to transform negative thoughts, become masters of our minds, and unlock a whole new level of inner peace and well-being. Now, let's be real, changing ingrained thought patterns isn't always easy. It's like trying to rewire a tangled mess of Christmas lights. It takes time, patience, and the right tools. But trust me, it's totally worth it. The good news is that there are practical strategies we can use to hack our brains and start seeing the world through a more positive lens. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. Before you can change anything, you gotta be aware of those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. Think of it like catching yourself daydreaming. Sometimes you're so lost in thought that you don't even realize what's going on. Pay attention to the language you use with yourself. Are you constantly putting yourself down? Are you focusing on all the things that are going wrong instead of celebrating the wins, big and small? Start noticing those patterns, because once you become aware of them, you can start taking control. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. Imagine it like this. You see a sign that says, "Beware of dog," and suddenly you're picturing a ferocious beast guarding the house. But what if that sign is just there to scare people away, or maybe the dog is actually a total sweetheart? Don't just accept negative thoughts at face value. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, we find that those negative thoughts are just unfounded assumptions or distorted perceptions. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. This one takes practice, but it's a game changer. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try looking for the silver lining in every situation. Remember that time you bombed a presentation? Yeah, it was embarrassing, but maybe you learned something valuable from the experience. Maybe you discovered that you're even better at improvising than you thought. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one can work wonders. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Think about the people who love you, your health, your favorite cup of coffee, whatever brings you joy. Gratitude shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards what you already have. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We're all human, and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Remember, learning and growth come from our experiences, both positive and negative. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been feeling really stressed about a big project at work. She's constantly second-guessing herself, replaying every mistake in her head, and worrying about what people will think if she doesn't meet the deadline. That negative thought spiral is draining her energy and making it hard to focus. But Sarah remembers our chat today. She takes a deep breath, reminds herself that she's capable and intelligent, and starts listing all the things she's already accomplished on this project. She acknowledges her fears but chooses to focus on solutions instead of dwelling on problems. She breaks down the big task into smaller, manageable steps, celebrates each milestone, and practices gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. Sarah still has challenges, but now she faces them with a renewed sense of confidence and optimism. So remember, turning those negative thoughts into positive ones isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about choosing how we respond to life's ups and downs. It's about building resilience, cultivating self-compassion, and embracing the power of our own minds. Keep practicing these techniques, be patient with yourself, and you'll start to see a real shift in your mindset. That's it for today, folks. Remember, your thoughts have power, use them wisely. I'm Sienna Cruz, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Stress Alchemy. Until then, keep that positive energy flowing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.